The Average Network takes you now to the dank, faintly smelly debasement of the Pentagon, where we find Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and Lieutenant General William Boykin talking to the press.
I'll speak after Secretary Rumsfeld, then we'll take a few questions if necessary. Mr. Secretary?
Hello, everyone. I have an opening statement. I'm sure all of you have heard of my little memo. I don't know why all the hubbub over some simple little ruminations that have all been taken out of context.
Mr. Secretary.
No questions yet. What I really said was, maybe we don't have a plan, which isn't true, of course. We have lots of plans for lots of things. I've been saying the things I haven't been saying for a long time. I've always never said we don't need to not improve, no matter how much which of you says otherwise. Things could always be better, no matter who doesn't do the counting. Freedom is a messy place, and it takes hard work to keep its taps full of free-flowing oil and pizza. We don't do these things without lightly, and it doesn't pay to underestimate the bounce back of the capable Iraqi people. They know too much to live up to the dreams of others who don't know who they go to. I'm sure that answers many of your memo questions. So, without adieuing any more of your furthers, I'm honored and pleased to introduce you too, Lieutenant General William Boykin.
Gentlemen, ladies, I have been quoted recently saying things that could be misconstrued as being extreme, perhaps even compromising the purity of our essence. I'm sure all of us in this room, even those of us who might be heathens or idolaters, have at one time or another polluted our precious bodily fluids by straying from the straight and narrow Christian path as laid forth by my mentor, Reverend Fred Flops. He has guided my every move against the demon-worshipping slaves of Satan and helps me to maintain those same fluids. I did not really say what was attributed to me, and I wish you to understand that my God tells me to love the leprous and disgusting and repulsive and smelly and diseased and corrupt. Sometimes it becomes essential that we destroy what we love in order to save it. Thus do I happily destroy those who would those very precious fluids pollute. I hope this answers your questions, people. If not, the Secretary and I have agreed to take a few questions, provided that you maintain the dignity due our positions.
Clem Bevins of the Pismo Clam, what you said didn't make any sense. Could you explain this memo more clearly?
Oh, I'm almost certain I could. You there. No, the one in the tartan blazer bow tie and Art Garfunkel hair.
Winston Plump of the Treacly Standard, General. Are your views extreme, or is it just that most of the media are irrational liberals?
Young man, the world is filled with irrationality. The cause is when strange mysticism begins to pollute our essence. Your average Arab only drinks strong coffee or tea, never water. There is a reason for this. It is because they are plagued by demons. I drink only pure rainwater and eat only figs I take from my own tree. This so that my God, who is, I assure you, a better God than yours, may speak through me to your essence, thereby cleansing you and making you worthy of that message.
I don't feel worthy of a follow-up.
That is a common phenomenon around me. Many are drawn to my essence. Few are accepted for reasons obvious to me.
I'm going home.
You there, the little old lady.
Helen St. Helens of the Mudville Morning Matriculator. Mr. Secretary, is the president going to fire you for being an annoying busybody?
The president is aware of things you can't even guess at. Even from far away other places, he knows and sees all. I may just be an old houseplant, but I know whose bodies are buried. And I can assure you that all changes come from above.
Mr. Rumsfeld, is it true you eat spiders and rats?
Who are you? You remind me I need to eat. Come, General. Goodbye, everyone. I have some nice fresh rats if you'd care to join me, General.
Rumsfeld, the rats would pollute the purity of my essence.
The Average Network has brought you a Defense Department briefing written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and his Average Band. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was portrayed by the late Dwight Frye. General Boykin was portrayed by someone impersonating the late Sterling Hayden. The other cast members included the Muhlenberg County Correctional Chorus and the Hobby Horse Group. Stay tuned for more of something!